What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix Podcast. As you know, or if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm your lovely lady behind the mic and the creator of this whole entire podcast. I have not been recording for at least 2 weeks. I think my last episode was June 8th, and that was entitled We Matter in Lights of Everything That Was Going On in the World. And so I just took a step back just to make sure I was okay, and I wanted to come back and create the best art that I possibly can, because now more than ever, I feel so charged up to make the best work I can possibly make. And I want to check on y'all real quick before I get into today's topic. Creatives, black people, my lovely listeners, how are y'all doing? I hope y'all have been okay lately. And I hope this episode inspires you to create the best work that you've ever created, because today's topic is all about authenticity, comparison, and basically how you can stay true in creating whatever it is that you create. Because during quarantine, I've seen so many of my friends, my peers, and just people online start their businesses, launch their platforms, and I made an episode about that when quarantine started. It's all about quarantine and how you can make your coins. If you haven't heard that episode, go check that out. But like I said, I'm so proud of each and everybody that's been taking this time during quarantine to better themselves and to launch different platforms. But I feel like where some people struggle with is comparison and staying authentic to yourself. And so that's why I want to come on here and record today, because I feel like if we're going to advance as creatives and we're going to be the best creatives we can be, we have to learn the basics. And that's these two things. I feel like it's only two steps to it, and once you master them two steps, you'll be well off within your craft. So I'm gonna go ahead and start out with authenticity. Authenticity is basically staying true to what you want to do. It's something like, it's a passion that you have deep down within. I wanted to start with authenticity because I feel like authenticity is really where the passion and the drive comes from for you to create whatever it is that you create. So before we start anything or launch any type of new product or whatever it is we do, we really have to ask ourselves, do I really have the drive for this? Is my heart in it? Do I have the passion for this, or am I doing this just because others are doing it? And if you are walking into a craft thinking like, oh, I'm doing this because somebody else is doing it, you already have the wrong idea and it's not going to go far. Because believe it or not, people can tell when you are doing something just because others are doing it versus if you actually have the heart and the drive for it. Me personally, I'm one of those people who can tell, and I'd rather shop or, you know, do business with a person who I know is serious about what they're doing. Even if you are that person with that attitude, that's not to say, oh, just pack up shop and stop what you're doing. No, that's to say it may just be time for you to do some reflecting, just to see really where is your heart when it comes to stuff. But don't we all love money though? Like, God really snapped when he put money on the planet. But I would much rather do something that comes from my heart and money be the plus. Unless you work a 9-to-5. If you do work a 9-to-5, get that money. I love it. I'm all for people who work hard for what they need and what they deserve in life, which is why I feel like I had to sprinkle a little bit of B. Simone in this episode, because I feel like it was a little bit of bashing there, more so of, oh, this is my preference. And I think I'm gonna make a whole different episode about that, but I'm gonna talk about B. Simone again later in this episode. But whatever it is you do, please remain authentic. If you are just now launching that platform, sprinkle 100% of authenticity over that. That way you don't have to pretend to be somebody else, because y'all, that is the most stressful thing, trying to keep up with another person. And this goes into my next point perfectly, which is comparison. My step two that I was telling y'all about in the beginning of the episode, comparison. Because comparison is clearly the thief of joy. I saw that on Twitter and I was like, that's crazy, because I got this episode coming up and you see how God just aligned things for me, y'all. Whenever I speak on something, it takes me a while to kind of formulate what I want to talk about. And so I just take in signs and I pray about the things I'm getting ready to say before I say it. That's just my process. Let's go ahead and jump straight into comparison. Whatever it is you're doing right now, stop it. And what I mean by stop it is that person with 1 million followers that you're comparing yourself to, stop it. That person who just sold out, stop it. Somebody whose content is getting shared more than yours, stop comparing yourself to that person. If seeing your peer success makes you feel bad, it might be time to do a heart check, because that should inspire you to get on it and get your creative juices flowing. Another thing you need to just go ahead and instill in your mind right now is nothing is a contest. Nothing has ever been a contest. The only competition you have is when you look in the mirror. The person you see is your competition. You are your own competition. Like I said in my episode, A Message for All Creatives, nobody can run the race with you. It's you versus you. It's always gonna be you versus you. Whenever I create an episode, I want my next one to be better. So I'm going against my old self. So the only being I'm looking to for competition is my older self, because every day should be an opportunity to grow. And if I'm growing into the best version of myself, I have to beat my old self. It's only right. So if you are the type of person that struggles with comparison, let today be the last day that you are your old self, and let tomorrow be the day that you work to beat your old self. And I know for a fact that I am currently beating my old self, because if I was to listen to that episode, A Message for All Creatives, that I made months ago, I can listen to that and pull some points from that episode and expand on it, because I know for a fact that I am currently beating my old self. I can speak on the exact same topic and drop completely different gems because of how much I've grown and how many things I've experienced and how many people have inspired me. Y'all see what I'm saying? So y'all better work to beat the old you, because if the old you is better than the new you, it's taking some work. You're gonna have to do some work. So I hope a lot of y'all are ready to walk into the new version of you, because even if you are on top and you feel like, oh, you've made so many accomplishments in your business, you still got room for growth. There still might be something that you feel like you didn't like that a lot of people like, but you still need to get that mindset to where you can fall in love with it too. You see what I'm saying? So every day is an opportunity to grow. So whatever it is you put out, even if it's just a post on Instagram, like a simple picture, hopefully you love it just as much as you expect for the others to love it, because you shouldn't do anything for anybody else's approval. This is all really just a big heart check to make sure our hearts are in the right place as far as creating content, making music, doing art, posting pictures, whatever it is, whatever craft or whatever field you're in. We have to stop and do heart checks sometimes. It's completely fine to take a step back and just make sure that what you're doing is best for you, and it's something that you are doing because you love doing it. I'm starting to think we need to change that saying, if you like it, I love it, into if you love it, then I love it. Because I, like I said, I love working with people to where I can tell that they actually have the drive and the passion for what they're doing, because if it's something that's coming from the heart, I know that it's genuine. And I love to surround myself with genuine beings and things that just feel right. Because another thing that we're not going to do, I have to bring B. Simone back up, is we're not going to steal from our own. We are just completely not going to do that. If it's something that you want to do and if you're chasing after it, like I said, just make sure it is coming from your heart. So I want to end this dialogue with a question. Are y'all ready to step into the better version of you? Are you ready to take your venture to the next level? Are you ready to stop comparing yourself to other people, because it's unrealistic? You know you can't compare yourself to people with millions of followers if you just started. It's going to take some work. Always remember to just check your heart, check in with yourself, make sure what you're doing is something that benefits you and that it could benefit other people. And if you do have the drive and the heart for something, keep creating, just keep working hard. Sit down with yourself and find ways that you can improve each and every day, because overnight success is not a thing. There's literally steps and levels and things behind the scenes that we don't see. It's never an overnight thing. I really want to see my people thrive. And every day, even when I'm growing, I'm looking for new inspiration. So if you are listening to this, I would love to find some inspiration out of whatever it is that you do. So like I said, don't even be scared to share it with me. Share with me. My DMs are open. If you want to hit me on Instagram at Maddie by Nature with two E's, you can do that. Or if you want to DM my podcast page, I respond too. But like I said, just be authentic. Let's stop comparing ourselves to things that are unrealistic, and let's just create. Create for us and create for others. And with that being said, that concludes today's episode of the Majestic Mix Podcast. I really hope y'all enjoy listening to this as much as I enjoy making it, because like I said, heart checks are important for anything that you're doing. And so as I'm making this episode, I'm checking my heart as I go. I hold myself accountable to my words. And that's another thing I feel like everybody needs to do. We have to hold ourselves accountable to the things we say. And so just go out, create, be the best version of you. And y'all know how I end all my episodes. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye-bye, y'all. We'll see y'all in the next episode.